Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tefillah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkus. Today we're working on the second half of the second paragraph of Pirkei Peticha, Perek Aleph. And here Rav Pinkus quotes a short section from the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, born in Italy, died in 1746. The Ramchal is a fascinating character, and a very significant Kabbalist, raised in Italy and part of an open society, maybe even attended the University of Padua. And the Ramchal's greatest haskama came from the Gra, and Rav Pinkus is driven a lot by the Kabbalah of the Gra, the Maharal, and the Ramchal. The Ramchal, in his own introduction to the nature of Tefillah, in the fourth section of Derech Hashem, in the fifth chapter, the section called Binyan HaTefillah, the Ramchal begins with the following two or three sentences that Rav Pinkus refers to and quotes almost in full. Inyan HaTefillah, who, what is the condition of or the nature of Tefillah? The way in which God, the highest or the most supernal wisdom, ordained the way of the world, that we created beings should receive shefa. Shefa is a difficult word to translate. Maybe it's a flow in abundance or perhaps divine emanation. The way we receive a connection to God, Tzarich sheyit oreru hem elav, v'yit karvulo v'yivakshu fanav. That they, meaning the creations, meaning us, have to be awakened or enlivened to God and come closer to God, v'yivakshu panav, and we have to seek out God's divine face. U'chefihit orerutam lo, and according to the amount of our enlivened, the way in which we are awakened, we're excited to connect to God, ken yimashech aleihem shefa. That is the way in which the divine flow, the divine emanation, will come to us. V'im lo yitoreru, lo yimashech lahem. And if human beings, if the creation is not enlivened, God will not flow. That there needs to be an itaruta dilatata, an awakening from beneath, in order to cause the itaruta dilaela, in order to cause the enlivening up above. The next sentence of the Ramchal, b'hinei Hadon Baruch Hu, chafetz verotzeh shetirbe tovat b'ra b'kol zmanayhem. It is known that the Master, may God be blessed, wants and desires the goodness of all of His creations in all our times. Ve'chin lahem avodazu, and God prepared for us this avoda, meaning tefillah, dvar yom biyomo, on a daily basis. She'al yada yimashech lahem shefa ha-hatzlacha v'habracha. Because through tefillah, the shefa, the flowing of, the emanation of hatzlacha and bracha, success and blessing, kfi ma shehem tzrichim lefi matzavam, that which we all need according to our current circumstances, b'zeh ha'olam, in this world. That the way tefillah works is that we have to take the first step forward. Hashiveni alecha benashuva. You comes towards me, says God, and I'll step toward you. And I think here Rav Pinkus is anticipating one of the most fundamental, kind of difficult philosophical questions of prayer. If God wants me to have a Lamborghini, why do I have to ask? In the end of the day, if all is in the hands of the Ribono Shel Olam, if God controls every aspect of my life, what's the point of prayer? Why do I have to ask for things? Atachonein la'adam dat, you God grant all of the wisdom of the world. Why do I need to ask it? Just give me what I need, because you know. You ultimately know what's best for each and every one of us. And this is the same dance, the same struggle, the same balance that the Gemara in Masechet Nidah was struggling with, was playing with. The balance between hishtadlut and bitachon, between working hard for what we need, for what we want, and ultimately believing in a deep sense that God gives us what we need. Whether that's talking about health, Bezrat Hashem, whether that's talking about wealth, or children, or whatever it might be. That ultimately, the relationship is two ways. And the street goes in both directions. And what God seeks, what God desires, is for us to step up, to get on that street, to work hard to be in relationship, to do our best, to provide for our family, to find ways to be healthy, to eat well, to exercise well, to do what we need to do, to sit in yeshiva and learn as much as we can. And then ultimately God takes that next step forward, the neshuva, and God comes close to us.